Okay, I'm going to say shalom to all. Okay. So we already began Monday to continue Pasuk B'Cholov. And we'll be going through May and June. There will be a certain point that we might have to do more than two a week to finish it off. We'll let you know how that'll work, Rez Hashem. But we didn't start that yet. Those who are interested, I'm going to be giving Bez Hashem Shiurim and Hilchas Mikvos, Junesman. Junesman means starting not next week or the week after, this, you know, early Junesman through June or whatever. So anyone interested in that is welcome. I don't know exactly what time that's going to be, maybe 11 to 12, maybe later, I don't know. But if anyone's interested, you can let Michael Friedman know. I'm going to be giving for fourth year Halacha L'Maisa, Mikvos, but that's only for Shiurim on Mikvos. This is like a whole, you know, series of Shiurim. But that was a shame. And Zehu. Okay, ready to begin. Okay. Today's shiur is about the inyan of Kaf Cholevis Shinizkav Votochadei Shel Basar. So, that means, what's the din if you have a milchik spoon and you stuck it in to a pot of cholent, say, fleishik cholent. So, what's the story? For shleisach, you need shishim. So, do you need shishim keneged just a part of the spoon that was put in? Do you need shishim keneged the whole spoon, even the part that wasn't put in? That's one part of the discussion. Another discussion is, and what if you stick it in multiple times? So do you need shishim keneged each time you stick it in? Or no, it's the same amount. There's no more milchik that's coming in. There's a finite amount of milk that's in the spoon. So mali that I stick it in one time, mali I stick it in two times, mali I stick it in 52 times. Or no. So that's another discussion. And through these discussions, we will have some more important yesodos in this topic. Now, it's interesting. That in this discussion we will now bring back something that we saw, a good friend of ours. A good friend. You know who our good friend is? What? No, our good friend is Yedia Satarovis. Remember? Remember our friend Yedia Satarovis? So we haven't seen him in a long time, that friend. So, like, Rav Shimon Shkab and that discussion, and Rav Shechter and his discussion, always refer to these halachas, because these halachas is where we started already at the beginning of the year in Kuftes. Right? We started the year in Kuftes, Yedias HaTarovis. So Yedias HaTarovis is going to be another factor that's going to chozer v'neir, pardon the expression, back into our discussion here. We've gone months before without seeing this friend of ours. Okay, so it's always good. Rav Weingarten, it's always good to start with a Mishnah. Okay? Okay. So, the Mishnah in Trumos. Okay. Perkei Halacha Ches. So, a Truma, Shenoflo Lameya. Lohispik Lagbia, Shenoflo Acheres. Right, so we know Truma is batel in Echad v'Meya, right? So if you have Meya and then of Chulin and then one of Truma falls in, so then it's batel. But what if now a second of Truma, second unit of Truma falls in? So now you don't have your one to Meya, you only have 50 to 1, you don't have Meya to 1, because it's now 2 units of Truma to 100 of Chulin. So such Truma, Shenofla Lameya, Vul Hispik Lagbia, Ashenofla Acheres, Harezu Asura. Because now you have 2 units to 100, so it's 50 to 1. Reb Shimon Matya. And Reb Shimon is Matya. Why? So why is Reb Shimon Matir? So says the Rabbar Tanura. Reb Shimon Matir shelo nodol on the field rishona shenoflo shnia. Both Reb Shimon. In other words, Reb Shimon is Matir because Reb Shimon holds its bottle. And then when the second thing comes in, then that's bottle too, because you're not mitzarif the two things. But the Rabbar Tanura says it's only if lo nodol on the field shenoflo. So then, if there was no yediyah, then it's like one nefilah. If there was a yediyah, then that's a machalik, and therefore the first thing is batal, right? So we discuss what's the notion of yediyah satarovas, right? Is it a din darais, a din drabanan, right? The shach, the mamshik, the Rav Shimon Shkop, the whole thing here. So the Bartanur says keep. Pligi hechad denodolo bein time. V'lo hispik l'harim. So here is, you had a yediyah. So because if you don't have a yediyah, then for sure it's going to be together. But hechad denodolo bein time, v'lo hispik l'harim, ad shenof l'acheres. Rav Shimon Sover came into omid l'harim kemurim domi. And because here you need, right, by truma we discussed tzarech l'harim, right? We discussed, if you remember, Shitas Rashi, our good Shitas Rashi, that he's machmir and other things, right? But really, Tzarech L'Harim should only be a din in what? In Gezal Shevet. Okay, so the question is, do we say that since you weren't Meirim, so therefore it's not considered the Batal yet. Rav Shimon Sover came into Omid L'Harim Kemurim Dami, and therefore it's going to be Mutter, so it's Batal. Okay, so this is going to be relevant, this discussion, for our discussion here as well. So let's go look now in the Smak. See, that's why it's important to see the things inside. Most people learn Yerideya, they never saw a Smak in their life, so they don't know it. You know, the basics that a smak is. The smak and the Rebbeinu Peretz. That's like olive base, right? You know, in every smak there's a Rebbeinu Peretz. Dini bittul basa b'chol shetochvim kascho. So here the smak says, "Dini b'tol b'osav chol k'shetochvin kach chol levis b'kdei shal b'osar ol hefach." Right? Misharim b'chol mashen nitvav b'kdei shal b'osar dol yodi kam denofek minei. Oh, so there's another friend of ours, minei or my denofek minei. Right? You remember that Gemara? Right? So here he says you have to do it with the whole, whatever, for sure, whatever came in. In other words, one could declare that maybe even the part that came in, it's not kulo, because just because part of the spoon came in doesn't mean that it's polite everything in it. But we don't know how much it's polite. So that's the Gemara, by Chal, Misharina Bedidei, Umay Denofik Minei. So that's another, see, it's all coming together. So he says, "Misharinim chol ba mashen nitcha b'kdei v'shal baser lo yodi kam b'denofik minei." Because you don't know how much, so you had to assume that everything was nofik minei. Worst case scenario, that every part that came into the chulin bowl So you don't put, when you put a spoon in, you don't put the whole spoon in. You're still holding part of it. So a quarter of the spoon, half of the spoon gets dunked in, but not the whole spoon. Sharin b'chol masher nitchav b'gdei v'shal basu dol yodim b'man d'nofik minei. Aval mal shalo nichnas b'rotev. Oh, but what about the part that never got into the bowl? So then the smak says, ein... Oser, the fuel climatus. So he says that it doesn't oser even climatus. In other words, so that part you don't have to worry about. So you only have to be mshar kineged the part that came in. Aval inyan hagola. Tzarech lahagil kulo. But he says, le'inyan hagolok, you have to be magil. In other words, obviously this spoon now is treif, because this spoon is a milchik spoon, and you put it into the fleishik, so it asks the, so now the spoon is possible chalav. So yeah, you have to be do hagolok. So you only have to be magil the part of the spoon that came in, or do you magil the whole thing? Avalin hagol tzarich lahagil kulo. Gdamin perik dam chatas. Bisho is a mixus kli tzarich hagol b'chol kli. Now, if you look in the Rabbeinu Peretz on the bottom in Beis, in Ha'ara Beis in the bottom, he sees Mi Omer Mori, is Rabbeinu Peretz talking, the Tzarech Iyin, the Batechas Cham Miktsosov Cham Kulo, for Yenira Degamo Shalom Nichnas Berotev Polet. In other words, it shouldn't be enough just to Mimshar Shishim Kineged the part that came in. You should have to be mishar kineged the whole spoon, because since the bliyas travel throughout, so then when the part of the spoon got hot because it came into the chulin bowl, so then the whole thing, the thing, the bliyas spread throughout the whole thing. So okay, so but then on the fourth line, Vim tochav beis pa'amim. But what if you tochav beis pa'amim? So the simple pshat, without looking anywhere, you'd say beis pa'amim. What's beis pa'amim? What difference is a beis pa'amim? You don't get more production of milk one time or two times. And anyway, since we're mishayer b'didei, so then we're already machmir with one time to mishayer b'didei. So what do you want? What do you want more? You're not producing more milk. The spoon is not manufacturing more milk. Tochav beis pa'amim lo nodem in time yesh lahatzich beis pa'amim shishim. So he says no. You have to have beis pa'amim shishim. We'll have to understand why that is. In other words, you're gonna have to Mishayer Kineged two spoons. Ki'ilu, two spoons fell in, and you need shishim of that. Beis pa'amim shishim. Beis. And where does he quote? Raim Musachas Trumas. Right? That mission in Trumas. And he says, if the kaf is bas yom, k'sheh shishim, and a kaf g'dera g'dera v'taf shel mutarim, a kaf asura. If you have shishim, so then the chulant is going to be mutter. But the spoon is still going to be asur, because the spoon will affect the chulent. I mean, if and it'll be batel if the shishim, but the tam basa will go into the spoon and laser it. Beinim basa beinim cholov fisher he blew up the basa becholov. Fulfilled by the evad nami aseres. Im chazuv v'tachvu beinim basa beinim cholov. Kol zman shi bas yoma. But if you don't have shishim, then the cholent is going to be aser, because you put the kaf kol levis, and the kaf is going to be aser, because it's basa b'cholof. Vafil b'hano, it's basa b'cholof. So vafil hakadei rav, let's say it's l'socha peiros otzoni mutar achrei shein hano miguf ha'iser. Okay, but you can, I mean, you can put peiros in the kedera is going to be usher, but that kli you're going to have to be machshir, but that doesn't mean you can't put cold fruit in it, and when you clean it up, because that you're not getting hanor from the basa b'cholof. And number two, hecha she'ena kaf bas yoma, but if you're talking about a milchik spoon that's not bas yoma, then you don't need shishim because it's no sin tam of gam. So then the gedera is going to be mutter and the kaf and the tafshil is going to be mutter, but the kaf, the spoon is going to be aser. The kaf asura. Because that became basa b'cholof. No. The spoon. But that's the din. Whenever you have a milchik spoon, that's part of the gzeira veina benyoma. Yeah, it's also you have to be machshir. Because if the spoon is ain't a benyoma, what do you have a milchik spoon? You have a fleishik kedera with chulent meat. So you put a milchik spoon that's ain't a benyoma, so then it's not an aser. So what is the food?
That's in the case of benyoma, it says. Benyoma will be.
Where are you? If the shishim is mutter, yeah. Like you said.
Why am I
allowed
to use the
kedera
if it's a ben yomo?
If it's a ben yomo, then you need shishim. If you have shishim, then it's mutter. If you don't have shishim, it's aser.
In shishim, I call aser afilu b'hana. Aser b'hana, why am I allowed to use it b'tzonin? It's an aser kli.
It's also clear, but because basa b'cholof, you can't get hanah from basa b'cholof. But when you take a pot that's basa b'cholof and you put apples in it, cold apples, after you clean it out, you're not getting hanah from the basa b'cholof. The basa b'cholof is not helping you retain the apples and the. Then he has the kasha, the Rabbeinu Peretz here on this side. Mir yechlit mo on the left side, on page 4. Shakaf bas yoma, v'yeshishim and akaf, daminen dakhtere muteres, v'kaf asura, beinim basa beim cholov lama, kevin sheyeshlo shishim b'kderes. Why did you say that since there's shishim, so then all the milk from the kaf went into the chulent and became bottle, and now the kaf is should be mutter, because now it will be a flesh. In other words, all the milk went into the basar, came bottle, and anything that comes back in is basar. So it'll be a fleshig knife. Why should be aser? Kin yachshav al kafke hagola mi bli rishona v'yelad din der atzmin basar Pasim Cholov Cholov. Fish Loma Dil Mosel Mitty, or to Hechadolo Chava Kafukter Kim Bim Tsosa. Because you can make a mistake in a case where you didn't, you only put part of the kaf in, so it didn't totally come out. The pasuk pshat is that we can't be sure. In other words, the only time you can be sure that everything comes out in something is by roschim. If you have hot water and it's bubbling, and then you put a kli in it, then everything comes out. You can be assured that everything comes out. Here we're choishish l'chumra that the milchik tam of the in the kaf is coming into the basa. So you have to be choishish l'chumra in all studim. You have to be choishish l'chumra that it came out, but you have to be choishish l'chumra that it didn't come out. So you're choishish l'chumra in both studim. So therefore you have to treat the kaf is basa b'chalaf. In other words, as long as the kedera fleishik is yatzal lettuce bowl, that's when you need shishim, even if it's not, 212. It depends part of it.
But Rabbeinu Peres is assuming that theoretically you can have hagolah in milk or meat, meaning we assert that it's not receiving all these things, and the fact that it's not water is okay.
Well, it depends which teretz you're working with.
None of these teretzim in here were that, oh, it's not going to work anyway because it's milk or meat.
Well, he says for old. First thing is Dil Masi Dimiti, and then he says, "No, the Hagolah Eidem Oel is Kiim Dafka Peroskim."
And it may not be the
Kol Kach Shemali Resicha. But he's saying if the meat would have been.
If it would have been Mal Resicha, then.
Okay, so let's see the summary of this in the tour on page 5. Toch gave Kaf Chalavis Bigdera Shalbasa, or Ipcha Misharina, Michal Masha Tochav Mimena Bigdera, to Lo Yodina Kamadinofik Mini. Right, so that was the smack. That you have to be Mishayer the Kule, not just Maidinofik Mini. Rather, Bein Peretz Kosov, Shemakav Shal Matechas Misharina Bakula. Right, and the Rabbeinu Peretz we saw this already, that says you have to mishayer not only shishim kenege, the part of the kaf that went in, but the whole spoon, even the part that didn't go in. And then the third part of the discussion was that if you stuck it in twice, in tochav hakaf b'kdei v'shtei pa'amim halayla zeh shtei pa'amim. Okay. So it's two times. The lo no domein tayim, right? So right, there's no right. As we said, we go back to the yediyas hatarogus thing. There's no yediya. Sarach shtei pa mishish. Right. So that's the. Also, we saw that in the smak. So we still have to understand why shtei pa mishish. The milk is not getting any more. The production of milk is not getting more whether you put it in one time or two times. And what if you toch it three times? But if you talk about three times, you need three palm shishim. So that he doesn't say three palm. So why is that? Manishtana. Shtei palm, right? So we'll see. So, and then he goes through the whole thing. Vimgesh shishim levata lakaf, akdeva lataf shil mutarim, vavakaf asura, etc. Okay, so we saw all this already. Okay, so we have to look in the Trumas Hadeshen. As you learned this year, a lot of halacha is, you have to know every Trumas Hadeshen. It'd be a Baal halacha. You can't not know it. You got to know that sefer backwards and forwards, Trumas Hadeshen. Like, everything is in this from the Trumas Hadeshen. It shouldn't be a Trumas Hadeshen you never heard of. You understand? And as we saw in the Shach, you know, the Trumas Hadeshen, he wrote the questions and the answers. So that was his way of, as someone pointed out, of his style. Because instead of just writing, like the Shach Atariyeh, he wrote the questions and the answers. That's just a style of writing. There's other poskim where somebody had a real question, and they had to write an answer. But this, he wrote the questions, he wrote the answers. It's good. Shayla, Tachav Kaf Shal Chalav B'Gdeir Shal Basar Shtei Pomin. Halayla Zah Shtei Pomin. Chodim Shashal Lachachim. Shach Shtei Pomin Shishim, Kinegar a Kaf Olav. So what is he saying? And when you learn in the Trumas Hadeshen, you get a Geshmak. He gives you a whole, it's a Geshmak a Sefer. A Geshmak a Sefer.
What does it matter that the Chacham was asked? Is
that
another way of saying
he has
a bit of time, or is it?
Yeah. Maybe. Let's see. Tshuva. Yira delchor sheilo zu lo tzricha rabba. He says this question doesn't need a big paisik to answer. I mean, you know, it's not too big. It's a beferish in the smack. The behedi is a smack. Fagos a smack. The tzar shtei palmi shishim, kachos of yoredei b'shem rabbeinu peretz. I know he does smak. So he says, so l'chora it's open and shut. Mikol mokim ki dakin and shapir tzricha rabba. But if you think about it a little bit more, you need a discussion here. It's not so pashut. Because that's why I kept telling you. I mean, based on what he's going to say now, that l'chora you have to understand the svara. Understand why do you need shtei pa'amim? No more milk is coming in, whether you tochev it one time or two times. We're machmir. If we would hold, you know, b'may the nafik minei, so then you could say if one time my the muffin maker is a little bit, and then the second time my the muffin maker a little bit more. But we're machmir from the time one that everything came out b'didei. So then, what else is there? Ben shalom. Mikol mokam b'tidakin shapir tzricha rabba v'nechzei anan per kol abosa karsin kizayis abosa shenofel l'toch yorish al cholov. Okay, he goes through that whole thing. Right, the Gemara speaks about Kazayis Basar, Shanafal, a meatball fell in, a big vat of milk. Amarav Basar, Asur, Vachalav Mutta. Right. So the Basar became Asur, Vachalav Mutta. So that's that whole Sugya. So look four lines from the bottom on the left side. In the middle, mehacha rotsa echad man hagedolim, Mariel. The suye raya le divrei smach delel del hatzrich shtei pom shishim afil bekaf shal shari surim mishum de chayshinen. So this is the svara. The chayshinen shema lo polat hakaf mitchila kol habalua besocho. Whereas we're machmir to say the whole thing came out, but maybe it didn't. Maybe not everything from the kaf came out. Yes, number 10. V'nisha b'socha chalakim, v'nichnas b'socha min ahetiv shebdeira nuntes chalakim, v'nesu b'toch hakaf v'nasa kol nevelo. So this is what we're choshish. In other words, we're choshish that worst case scenario is maybe everything came out, all the milk came out, so you need shishim kineged the kaf. You're on page 10. And then but maybe not everything came out, maybe most of it came out. And then, v'nisha b'socha chalokim, v'nichnas b'sochim, and ahetza shebegdeir, nuntas chalokim. But maybe part of the milk stayed in. Shema lo pola takav mitchil kol abalu b'socho. Mina isa v'nisha b'socha chalokim, v'nichnas b'socho, first line, on page 10 on the right, v'nichnas b'socho, and ahetza shebegdeir, nuntas chalokim. No, so maybe one unit of milk is still in the kaf, but most of it came out into the basar, but a little bit still. And then say 59 units of basar came into the kaf from the kedera. And now what do you have? Basar b'chalav in the kaf. So, and then that basar b'chalav, when you put it back in, in other words, that's what happened after the first chiva. This exchange happened. Like, say 59, almost everything came in, but maybe something stayed in, and then 59, then we put it in, that basar b'chalav, Nesu b'socha kaf v'nasu akol nevelo. Because of really al mashu b'olei b'tochat v'sarach od shishim k'neged zeh sh'nitzchad sh'b'kaf mitchiv v'rishon ashapole toch agder b'tchiv v'shniya. So maybe we need another shishim. So in other words, so what's the two shishims? What are the two isurim? The milk that's in going into the cholent. That's one thing. One thing that you need shishim keneged, and that's the shear of the calf. Maybe a little bit less, because, and then the basar b'chalav that was in the calf that's now going to come out. So there's milk coming into meat that's basar b'chalav, and then the basar b'chalav in the calf that now became created a nasa nevela of basar b'chalav is also now going to come into the kedera. Tzarich od shishim neged ma shenitzchad shah bekaf mitchiva harishona shepolei toch hakedera b'tchiva shniya. V'kol shekein im hakaf shel hacholav nitchav kedera shel basar shtei pamim di eshlochash tvei davi mamash hisser chodesh bekaf. Ubetchila lo polad rak tam cholav achshav betchiv shniya polad tam basu becholav shekomas bo al debilosum rak der bishona. Oh, but he says, omnam lo chazina the rabbanu kshisha to have a daiki lidrash. So the question is like this. He says that. So this is the reason he thinks why you need shtei pamim shisha. If you put a milchik spoon and you would tochiv it twice into the fleshik kedera, so that's why you need shishim. Can I get the chalav? And so it's a little bit less than shishim of, because it'll be, 59 plus, but okay. Omnam lo chazina la rabban kshisha to have a daiku lidrash b'sholei hara. But how come you don't find the rabbanim when they have a shaila, when someone comes, when a woman comes to the rav and says, I by mistake took my milk spoon and put it in the chulent. So how come the rabbanim don't ask the women, so how many times did you put it in? So we don't find that the older rabbanim, the rabbanim kshisha, would ask the women this question. So it's mashma that they didn't care, that it wouldn't make a difference. In other words, the rabbanim, they know the shaylas, so they know what they're supposed to. A rav who's experienced in halacha knows what the right questions are to ask. That's so the prima gadim has the questions a rav should ask. So he says we don't find the rabbanim kshisha that they would ask this. So it's mashma that they make no difference. So it's mashma that even if they would know for sure that it got in twice, that we wouldn't need more than one shishim connected to kaf. He didn't just say they're amaratzim. He said no, these are big rabbanim. So you have to, big rabbanim who are yirei shemayim and have the and know the halacha. It's not just somebody's a kal. It's somebody who's yirei shemayim. Has to be a Yirei Shamayim, so it must be that there's a svara. So what's the svara? What's the svara l'kula? So in other words, now he explained to us. In other words, we started off the shiur. We said we understand why you only one shishim. Now we gave a svara to explain two shishims. But now we have to go back. Oh, such a good svara. It's such a good svara. Now we have to understand. So why doesn't everyone agree to this svara? Mm-hmm. You understand? That's how we started the shiur. We don't understand why you need two times shiur, versus the milk is the same. So now we understand, because now you're going to get a milk plus a new basa b'chalav. So now we know this svara. So why don't everyone agree? So he says, "V'nira the samchin and had the kosev b'mordechai." Sof per gid hanasher b'shem Ravon, ve'uvdu de'ira b'megenza. So there was a story that happened in Megenza, and it's in the packet here in the Mordechai. You could read it here also. B'kederish aisha shvusa etzel ha'esh. So you had a kedera of meat that was by the fire. Venitas alea cholov, and then some milk got splattered. Because of Ravon, the ain lomar da cholov hanivla, no sin tam v'rotev hanivla b'kedera v'neser also rotev v'chozer also harotev v'no sin tam b'kedera also hakol mitam min b'mino. Halo aminen ella harotev shebikdera. Bechutz farotev hanivla, kol echad hein levatel hacholof. So, if you take a look just for a second, just take a look here. It's, the Mordechai he's quoting is right here on page 11. He just says it a little bit clearer. Look. He says, Moshe Ravon. So you had this kedera full of meat. So he gives you a little bit more details. So some milk, a pitcher of milk, spurred it open. al dovna bibachutz. Right, we're familiar with this dovna bibachutz. Right, that was last Monday's year. So we had the three shitas, right? All the three shitas. So now he's going to say, "Neshate alah, derli deim shmukderim below hatavshil, shishim levata lachalav anivla b'salcho, losa nevayom mida have atipas chalav shanofla alachaticha, deim shmukhatich shishim levata atipa lo asrinim v'nisbatel hachalav." He says you need a shishim connected the tipa. Vim tomer halo acholav shenivla b'kdeira no sentam lerotev. Now, what about the fact that now there's cholav inside the milk, the fleishik pot, cut in? In other words, maybe there's a union going on inside the pot. But what's this idea that you're saying it's batel b'shishim? If it'll say fall connected with different shitas, right? Say it falls on the lower part. But why aren't we choshish that in the pot itself you have that tipas cholav is nivla in the pot? And then there's meat in the pot itself also, that's nivla. And then there's a din of basar b'cholav, a chanan, going on in the pot. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the mim b'mino, Mitzdarfin levata las tam acholav hanivla b'kdeira. So he says that this is called the concept of mekusher. So let me explain to you what's going on here. In other words, when do we say that? Do we say that if you have a tipas cholov that falls into the kedera, that it's, and then there's meat in the kedera, so then, and there's no shishim in the meat in the kedera, so therefore the cholov made a heftz of basa b'cholov in the kedera, and therefore it'll go in and then it'll aser if you don't have shishim connected to chanan in the kedera. Would you say no? Maybe it never made basar b'cholav in the kedera. Why? Because maybe the meat in the pot and what? And the meat in the kedera are mitzarif together. And then, in other words, we don't view, because who says you're supposed to view the belia as a separate entity? In other words, if the belia inside of meat is it's on its own and is not connected, al pi din, to the meat in the pot, So then, and then when the milk comes in, and then there's a clash between the milk in inside the kedera and the meat. So and then there won't be shishim. So then I have a, but if you say the concept of makusher, that means that anything in the pot is, say if you have meat in the pot and then there's meat tam in the kedera, and now milk falls on the outside, you don't view the meat, the bliya of the meat in the pot as a separate unit, and it's a clash between the milk in the pot and the meat in the pot. We say that the meat that got in the pot is mekusher with the meat in the pot. The meat in the pot is in the pot and in the pot. You understand? Is in the halal of the pot and in the dofne hapot. So if you say the concept of mekusher, then the meat in the halal hapot in the and the meat in the dofne hapot are one. Or one unit, they're considered makusha together, and therefore, when there's a milk that got in, that milk doesn't have to, it's not a clash between the milk in the dofnei pot and the meat in the dofnei pot, because the meat in the dofnei pot and the meat in the kante in the halal pot are one unit, and then there will be batal b'shisha. So let's now talk about the case of. Of the of our case, the so and the same thing if there's milk, it works both ways. So he says, "In Tomashani Nidondidami, the Hasam Vadai Masha Bigdeira." Look on the page 10. Yeah, look again from where we started. I'm sorry. On the right side, Venira, on page 10 on the right. Venira dem sabchina had kosev b'mordechai. Shem Ravon, b'hu uvda de'ira b'megenza b'gdeir sh'aysa shfuso eitzel ha'esh v'nitaz ala cholov kosev Ravon, de'ein lomar da cholov ha'nivla no sein tam v'rotev ha'nivla b'gdeira v'neser also rotev v'choza also rotev no sin tam bigdeira also call me tam in bimino hello amina la harotev she bigdeira bechutz harotev anivla hakol echad hein levata la cholof. Whereas he says you don't say that the milk asses the tam meat inside the dofne akdeira, but we say whatever is in the kedeira in the halal hakdeira and in the dofne akdeira mitzurf together, and therefore the milk won't have shishim kedei de levato. And he brings a raya, a heavy raya lezu, delom chalkin lo meiro yibishlosha yomim dekli yayin nesach mikdeir shabosha lo yivosha b'cholov. Yeah, vada raya. Yeah, tamach di isra balei abalua ein osir heter abalua kumotuma balua shein vashu b'nonam yesh. So one possibility is to say what? Is to say mekusher. So if you say mekusher, then whenever there's mekusher, then it's not going to aser. That's one thing. And then maybe we don't say chanan bebalua. See, if you don't say chanan, see, chanan is the only way where halachically we multiply iser more than really is. Because we started off the shiur by saying, if there's only one spoon's worth of milk, so why do you need two shtei pa'amim shishim? The milk is not getting bigger. So he explained that no, we could have one milk go in, and then but maybe not all the milk came out, and then Buster's going to come into the the kaf, and it's going to aser it, and then we're going to make a hanan. So that's going to now multiply the iser. So now we're going to have. So why don't we say that? So he says. So the two reasons maybe you should not to say that. One reason is that when you put the kaf cholevis right in the thing. So what are you telling? What was the chashash? That maybe every 95% went out into the of the cholev went out into the basar, and now basar entered, right? And made basar b'cholev into the kli. But no, because the kli, the milchik spoon, has basar in it and cholev in it, and it's not batel b'shishim. But that's only if you look at the spoon alone. But if you say the fleishik in the spoon now is makusher to the fleishik in the pot, then it's never what? It's never batel b'shishim, because there'll always be a chibur between what? Between the meat in the pot and the meat that was nivla into the milchik spoon. So if you say like that, the concept of makusher, so then you don't need another shishim, because then it never became basa b'cholov. And certainly if you don't say chanan b'balua, then also you don't have. Yeah, but now the question he's going to ask, one second, is, yeah, Bakusha is very good. Like the case of the Ravon, when you had the teapot. But here we're talking about a spoon. A spoon is Bakusha when it's in. Once you take it out, so now you can't say that the meat in the pot is Bakusha to the meat in the spoon, because they're not. You took it out. So why don't you say at that point there's basar b'cholov, and now when you put it in the second time, Bavim Tomar, Shani Don Yomihid Ravon, the Hosam Vaday Mashem Dev Shadov Chashiv Kol Echad Nagim Chabri Adodi. Over there, when you had the tipa that went into the, you know, Nafla Kedera, so therefore it's Mechabri, because the meat in the pot and the meat in the chalala pot and the meat in the dofneha pot are mechuber. But here it's the question of mechaber the spoon, the meat in the spoon to the meat in the pot. That's only good kol zman you keep the spoon in the pot. Well, if you put the spoon out, it's not mechuber anymore. Aval kain yesh lo chosh al acha shehotzi akav melek der ba'od ocham palvi boli me'adodi mashe besocho ulhalo mitzdav mashe b'gdei levatel. Oh, so you know what he says? Yishlomu del achash otziu hakaf min haroschin kol habalu besochel chashiv kemo b'kli sheni v'lo polot v'lo bala. He says when you take it out, it's considered like a kli sheni. Why is it kli sheni? Why don't you say it's a Kli Rishon? Yeah, so is it, I mean, is it a Kli Sheni, or is it a Kli Rishon Shalom Gabe Esh? Well, yeah, you're right, it's like the ladle.
Like the ladle.
So it never got to be, like Ravadi said, it never got to be so Roseach, so then he just took it in and out, so maybe that's called like Tzachman said, Ravadi said that you didn't keep it in long enough. The culture came the time of the Balua, and also Balua the Lonesa Kalikar. And if you hold that you don't say Hanan the Balua, so then also then you never get the first base over here. So if you don't say Hanan the Balua, so then the whole thing. So this is his defense to the Rabbanim. So again, some Rabbanim require, you know, he thought the Smach says you need shtei pamim shishim when you put the chav two times, and he says but the Rabbana Kishisha didn't never ask the women like that, so it must be a heter. So the heter is either based on Mekusher, or the heter is based on Ein Chanan Bevalua. Okay.
How does the
Bina
Klisheni help from the
Makushani?
Like, how does that answer the question?
Because if you hold that there's no Bli, it's by a Klisheni, so then the only time, in other words, Kolzman, it's in the pot,
right.
So it's bottle, because it's Makushar. After it comes out of the, after the Kaf comes out of the Cholov, so it's not Makushar anymore.
Right.
It's not Makushar anymore. So then. So then, now it could become basa b'chalav, because now the milk in the milk that was in the calf and the meat that went in are now two separate units, and then if not batal b'shishim, and you can't say it's going to be batal because the meat is makusha, because now it's not makusha anymore. So why doesn't asa now? So he says, well, now it's like a klisheni. Now it's like a klisheni, and a klisheni, if you hold out a klisheni, is not. Balea, so he can't create a basa b'cholov in a klisheni.
But he's giving the alternative reason. He's not saying, he's basically saying you can't say makusher in this case.
He says makusher, well, he's trying to explain. He says makusher you could say, but that it only should apply when it's in the thing. Once you take it out, you can't apply makusher. So if you want to say, so he says, no, the heter is makusher. Kolzman that it's in, it's makusher, it's bottle. Ah, you'll tell me once you take it out, it's no longer makusher. So it doesn't matter because of then they can't create basa b'cholov anymore. It's like a klisheni. So m'man of shach. Either it's going to be batal when it's in or when it's out. So it won't be batal anymore. But then you can't create the iser anymore because it's a klisheni. And he quotes the Shari Dura here on page 12. Od hevi ra'yin l'dvarav ki heched. And he quotes this as well, that just like by Tuma, if it's Balua, lo matama, hachanam lo asa yisa Balua.
Why should that be? What does Tuma have to do with
it? It's just a parallel. It's not... Okay, yeah. Okay, we usually know. I don't think it's like a Raya Machrachas. He's just saying it's a Dimyon. So in Shulchan Aruch, so how does this, in Tzadi Dalet, how does this appear on page 13? Hatochev kav cholevis b'gdeir shal basur ibcha. Sharinu kol mashen nitcha b'imbena b'gdeira. Imakav ben Yomo, Dainu Shishim Shubakli Rishim Matoch Ace Lays, page 15. Vyesh Misha Shomer, page 15. Imakav Shomateches, Mashain Makulo Mishum Kam Tsasucham Kulo. Sorry, Shona Iker. Okay, no again. And the Shach says in Gimel, the Afogav the Chamek Tzasu Cham Kulo, the Komokom Enu Molich Bliyoso Bekulo. Kach Kosov Aposkim. And then he says, days and talk of a calf big day is named for him. So what do we say by there? Lo nodo ben time, right? If there's idea, then it's going to be bato, right? Lo nodo ben time, tzarech shnei pom shishim. So that's the smach, the shnei pom shishim. V'yeshomim the sagi b'pamachas shishim v'chei noagim, and that's the. The Truma Sedeshin that we just spent the last time on. And then he quotes the Meshach in Vav. The Harbi Poskim Sviyali Dabudar Balu Alam Rina Chatika Nasis Nevelo. Chacham Chumu Sadeshin Sabkin Hai Taima. Even though the Chaman Simon Chusam Chayv, Chacham Chumu Sadeshin. Avagav Chaimul and Hosam Lachumra. Right, even though we have that we're machmir bechanan bebalua, kolmokum b'chay gavnei in lahachmir afil b'yisra atzmo shenofel l'kdei v'kam apom v'kam l'dei in tzorfel pamachas. So here we're more meikil from l'ashal b'ach deus acheris b'kam v'kam v'kam l'hachmir, etc. Yeah.
According to the Machmer there, the Smach there,
yeah.
So is it again the Kadashka too? Okay, it's like 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, yes. So of course it's gonna, we'll see, it's gonna only be two because you're not gonna have more. In other words,
why don't I same class next time? Now I'll stick this in. The average was not just Navela. Is that only 59 gonna go out? No one's gonna go stay in, it's gonna ask there the next batch
of not that country. So, yeah, Hanan,
so,
the
shame. No, when
I put it in again.
It never became Hanan. No, but
right, because this, you're only going to do it.
It can't become more possible than it already was.
Yeah, it's possible chol. So now, what else do you want? It's already possible chol. There's nothing left.
I mean, I stuck it in the first.
In other words, right.
So it goes into.
In other words, the milk, that milk became possible chol in the pot. Then all the milk stayed in, that became possible chol. There's nothing left.
There's nothing left. That's just nevela.
Well, the milk was already Nasas Nevela. No, the milk that came out into the pot,
done.
The milk in the thing, also done. Because it became Basa B'cholov now with the new meat.
Right,
so now what's left?
A new Chatzichas Isser, my spoon.
Why?
But what was Hanan?
But we Hananed it already.
So now when I stick it in, again, so now 59 of that new Isser is going to go out. And one is just going to stay in. And then new stuff is going to come in to the spoon. And now that's going to become usher from that one tipa of one unit of chananister. That's now going to now usher the new stuff that comes into the spoon. Meaning the same shash you had the first time, you had the second time, you had the third time.
No, because chanan is only on the Havayas basa b'cholof.
So, well, meaning adafku, because that whole thing, I am chanan b'shari.
No.
So now what's also the Shari Surim?
And the Havayis Basa B'cholav. And so here you have the Havayis Basa B'cholav. So
it's Afkos because you hold in hand of Shari Surim as Bahabul Shitasa. Two times because you hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim.
Okay, maybe. And then the Ramo anyway didn't hold for him.
Right, so he'll heal, so he'll be in the temple system.
Why can't it be that the first time he was just
Now you have new Isser in your spoon.
Oh, we were even in the Shire then. The first time we went in, there was a whole
only 59 went out from what's there.
The second time the second time the school was in,
so
that was Motiv was in Shepard Mashisha. So every bit of minute, meat and milk, anywhere in the school or in the pot, is already brought to life.
Wow.
It was at Motiv.
That's
so
a whole
come out and come back in, 100% Motiv. There's nothing that's going to say, I don't want to take that.
The same flesh as the first time. The same flesh. You have a whole pot. I have just two kizasim, two spoons worth in my pot. I have a whole pot.
It's like taking
a whole pot of milk.
It's like taking chopped beef, cooking it with milk, and then adding more meat to that milk.
Yeah, I have a whole pot of milk.
Right, that
whole gigantic pot of milk. So I stick my spoon in one. So now 59 goes out, the one goes in. Now, okay, awesome. Now, let's take that. Okay, now, let's put it in again. So now I have new isser in my spoon, new chanad isser. So now I put that in, so it's the same trash. More kosher milk, so it didn't, you know, whatever. Now, you know, 59 go out, and new 59 milk come in. Like that one tea pot.
To require new shishim, unless it's a new shame, it's a new something. It's the same old, exact same molecules. We already have a hatol. We get them to the hatol spoon twice. The
that's
only
okay.
The lineage calls it. That's what we have to give
twice. Okay, so that's true, but that's a finish. Then you have to say it for bar to say that Hanan is that has been missing.
Okay, we'll think about some more. Yeah?
Is the shulchan aruch, because he adds that
below the time, is he adding that to the smock, or is he saying that that's like the general curse?
You don't know that you did it a second time.
Well, that's the whole thing, because if you knew, then it's already
bottled. But the smock makes no mention of that. So is the smock, and
the
reasoning of
the true possession, but he doesn't mention that? One second. Yeah, below yadi.
Logic of the true misedition quotes.
Wait, he said, one second, read it. No, that was
the
logic of the true misedition has not no relevance toward the night.
Fourth line, page four. It's all
based on
one
other thing. The true possession,
though,
what is the milk
care?
The milk doesn't
matter
to the
school.
Yeah. What does it care if I know about it? It's irrelevant
whether
or not you knew. But the logic of being concerned that it's still there, who cares? In fact, the logic of the true possession implies that you do know. Because you're concerned that maybe the milk is still there, which means you know that it was mixed in the first place.
Okay, but say, let's see if there's anything else. Okay, take a look at page 16. In the Prima Gaudium in Sfas Sipsei Das. So he has two comments. I am a sefer oruch la shach shechos of the chaim on beis yisurim mevatlan zed zeh. Right? Different yisurim can mevatlan zed zeh. Can kizayis bosov and kizayis cholov. Yeah. Kasav ne mokram. אחרי זה בוסר בכל שם אחד הוא אבל כי עשר אחד ואף שאין טעם עם שובר זה בוסר שמוע נעמס בינה ועם שובר שמוע אם בוודן זה זה ובוסר בכל אוף עשר אחד הוא So he says, let's start from the beginning in Dalit. Ein Shach, he named Marie Simon Kufpe Gimel Beer on the top line, on the left side. Tam de Matrichim Beis Paul Mishishim Shema Yom Shema Pamachas Yotza Kazais Cholav Mikav Anisha Bekav Chelik Shishim Micholav Bolo. Right? That's in the veil. Shatsiyo Achav Mikdeira to Dom Mikdeira Mashav Tach Hakdeira Mechuber Mitzdar. Right? That's the Trumas Adeshin. Right? The Ostrim hold that it's still a Kli Rishon. Like we said, Kaven Denitcha V'Tochli, right? Ayim Simon Sari Beis, Mishum Hach Tzarech Beis Pah Mishishim. So the Shaila is, so you need Beis Pah Amim Shishim. But why don't we say that the Isur Mevatlam Zedzeh, Beis Isur Mevatlam Zedzeh. So here we have Kimbur B'Simon Tzarechez. Vim Ken Kizayis Boser V'Zayis Cholov. Yeah, Kvar Kassav V'Mom Rechad the Boser B'Cholov Shem Echad Hu. Vavik Yisr Echad. In other words, you can have milk and then Boser B'Cholov. So why don't we say that the Boser B'Cholov is the Mitztarif to the Boser to Mevatel the milk. Right? And so he says, well, it's not... In other words, just like we have Orla, right, the din of Isur Mevatlam Zedzeh, like we have in Shulchan Aruch here on page 23. Kedei Rishu Yishba Chamishim Vetisha Zesim Hefter V'Nofu Shnei Zesim Echad Shal Dam V'Echad Shal Chalif. So I get 59 Mutter, and then one Kezayis of Dam and one Kezayis of Chalif fall in, that we saw. So the 59 Heter is mustar for the dam to vatal the chalif, or the 59 heter mustar for the chalif to vatal the dam. So the prima gadam is asking, if you say you need shtei pahamim shishim, no, why don't you just say that you have the mavatal the chalav and you have to mavatal the basa b'chalav, that the basa b'chalav and mustar with the with the basa to mevatel the chalav, and then the basa and the chalav will start to mevatel the basa b'chalav. So he says, because it's in the end, it's all, even though one is chalav, one is basa b'chalav, but it's all shem echad of this, so we don't apply the aim of atlin the basa shema nami as linen shav b'shema aim of atlin zezeh basa b'chalav yitzir echadu. And then he says, "Da yesh liros lemechaber my iri tochev beis palmim." So what do you need tochev beis palmim? Afil pamachas v'shoe harbei name a pala to bala. So what? In other words, why do you say that tochev beis palmim, even pamachas? But if you show her long enough, so then you should need shtei palmim shishim. So he says, so he's the lomar the mekusher who imasha begdeir chashash alachash otzi begdeir and came to afka toche beis pamim. In other words, you only say it when you take it out, because when you take it out, so then it's no longer mekusher, and he holds that that's called the kli rishon, as he said before. So it wouldn't work, he says, if you the mechaber wouldn't have necessarily acquired shtei pamim shishim if you just leave it in, because if you leave it in, the same things are happening. The chalav is coming out, and then the basim chalav is. But he's saying, but that idea that there's basim chalav won't happen because it's mekusher, and the whole machlokes about is only when you if you take it out, because you take it out, so then the machlokes is whether you view that as a kli rishon or kli sheni, and the mekilim hold that it's a kli sheni, and the ostrim hold that it's a kli rishon. So therefore, but if it stays in, then avada it's mekusher the whole time, and therefore you never got the second iser of basim chalav in it. So that's what the prima gadim says. Why the Shulchan Aruch didn't have that case. Okay, is it something to think about? Go over it again and again, and we'll say more. Okay.